This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa abda' wa aqul alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat wa huwa alladhi yaqbalu at-tawbata 'an 'ibadihi wa ya'fu 'an as-sayyi'at. Fa nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yutimma 'alayna al-khayra kullahu وأن يتقبل توبتنا وأن يعفو عن سيئاتنا. Tonight, inshallah, is the seventh and the last lecture in the series Enjoying the Good, Forbid the Evil. How happy we are when we recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كم نسعد بتلاوة كتاب ربنا القرآن. وأنا أشهد الله يا إخوة. Allah is my witness. Every time I recite that verse, I rejoice. I become happy. I don't know why. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس، لأن هذا كلام رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى the creator of everyone, he said that you are the best ummah. You are the best ummah. يعني هذا الثناء لم يأتي من بشر مثلك أو من أحد من الناس، ولكن جاء من خالق البشر وخالق الناس. That praise did not come from a human being, rather it came from the creator of the human beings. ولكن بط كما قال ابن الخطاب عمر أمير المؤمنين رضي الله عنه لا يتم أول هذه الآية إلا بآخرها. The beginning of the ayah, the beginning of the verse says you are the best ummah. Umar is saying that the beginning of the ayah is not to be true unless the tail of the ayah is achieved. شرط الخيرية. The condition for that goodness. One, تأمرون بالمعروف. You enjoin what is good. Two, وتنهون عن المنكر. And you forbid what is evil. Three, وتؤمنون بالله. أنت تعجب من سياق الآية، ولعلي قلت هذا قبل ذلك ولكن نذكر به. الهدف أصلا من الموضوع كله هو الإيمان بالله. يعني all the acts of worship that we do is to achieve that objective, which is what? Believe in Allah. Now the question is, why the enjoyment of good and the forbidding of evil took precedence in the verse عن الإيمان بالله, from believing in Allah. الهدف من الموضوع كله, من الدين كله, أن يتحقق الإيمان بالله. هذا هو الكلام. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله. الموضوع كله, the whole objective is to believe in Allah. But the question is, what is the wisdom behind enjoining good, forbidding evil, came first before believing Allah? I'm making my point, or shall I repeat this again? You understand what I'm trying to say? ما هي الآية بتقول إيه؟ ماذا تقول الآية؟ كنت خير أمة أخرجت للناس. ليه؟ عشان بنؤمن بالله. Because we believe in Allah. But Allah did not say this right away. Rather, He said, you enjoin what is good, you forbid what is evil, and then you believe in Allah. So why enjoining good, forbidding evil came before believing in Allah? What is the wisdom? لِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ بِاللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَقِيمْ إِلَّا بِالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You will never be able to achieve that faith, that belief in Allah, unless you change your environment. Ya ikhwa, I always say this, and I will say it, and I will say it. And I mentioned it before. A corrupt environment will corrupt you. No question. So you must change. I would like to begin today and say that this verse addressed the first generation of the Muslims. الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم جميعا. And we inherited it. We inherited it. والصحابة and the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم inherited this from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is the work of the prophets and the messengers before Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I'm trying to say is, enjoining good, forbidding evil, is the work of the chosen people of Allah in earth. Now, the first message that I would like to send to those who enjoin the good and forbid the evil, never compromise your message. Never compromise your manhaj to please people. Never. You are in that business, rest assured that some people are going to love you and some people will not. ميراث النبوة. And this is the inheritance. As a matter of fact, anyone who is in this field and he does not have enemies, rest assured that his manhaj is not straight. Sunnah, Sunnah al-Rusul. Well, I'm not saying we are messengers. Don't mistake me here. Don't wrong me here. We inherited. وَأَنَا أَسُوقُ لَكُمْ حَدِيثًا. الحديث في البخاري ومسلم, حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. يعني it's a beautiful lengthy hadith, it's worthy of talking about, but I just want a piece and leave it alone. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأُمَمْ. The nations were presented to me in the day of resurrection. رواية الترمذي عن طريق أنس explains هذا العرض كان ليلة الإسراء والمعراج. That this happened the night of the ascension. Here is what I'm looking for. فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهط. And I saw a prophet and his followers are رهط. الرهط في اللغة 9 and below. نبي ابتعثه الله لقوم اتبعه 9. ورأيت النبي ومعه الرجل والرجلان. Here is the amazing piece. ورأيت النبي وليس معه أحد. A messenger, a prophet comes to a nation, invite them to Islam, and no one follows them. Dare you say that they did not convey the message properly? أنت الآن في عصمة الرسل. لا مسألة هذه. لا, they delivered, but they did not have followers. Now the question is, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell these prophets and messengers, why don't we go ahead and tweak the message a little bit? Let's make the package. How can we get more clients? How can we get more followers? لا. If you are in that field, don't worry about the numbers. If you start worrying about the numbers, you're a failure. Care less about how many sit in front of you, how many listen to you. Just have to make sure of something, that you are on the right track. أنت على النهج, منهج الصحابة, النبي والتابعين, القرون الثلاثة. That's it. Careless. Careless. وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون. الله revealed to Nuh after calling his people to Islam 950 years that no one else will believe, ya Nuh. خلاص. Now did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Nuh, let's make the message a little bit attractive? لا. اصنع الفلك. خلاص. So this is number one. Don't. Number two. Always. And this is message number two. Always enjoying good forbid evil. Always. Never say that I've been doing it and nobody's listening. لأنك لا تدري متى يفتح الله القلوب. لأن القلوب هذه مش بإيدك. يعني the hearts are not in your hand. The heart of your family, of your wife, of your husband, of your son, of your daughter is not in your hand. Allah can open the heart at the time when you say, I called him and he never listened. وفي السنة حديث المسيب بن حزم عن أبيه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعا عمه أبا طالب وهو على فراش الموت. عمه بموت. His uncle is dying. But yet, يا عم, say لا إله إلا الله. He called him before and over and over and over. A lot of Muslims, they have this attitude. I have that co-worker. I've been talking to him about Islam for the last 5-6 years. He's not listening. And he doesn't talk to him anymore. No, talk to him, but change the style. Be innovative. مش مبتدع يعني. Innovative in the sense of إيه؟ Of the method يعني. But don't ever give up. وسبحان الله احيانا يعني انا اقرا قصه اسلام جبير بن مطعم. رجل كافر واثره في البخاري, الحديث بتاعه في البخاري. When the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم captured the disbelievers in the battle of Badr, جبير, his father al-Mut'am ibn Adi did a favor to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did a favor to the Prophet. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from his journey at Ta'if, he needed somebody to grant him protection in Mecca because his uncle already dead. Al-Mut'am was the one who provided it. Fajubayr came يعني to intercede to release the disbelievers who are imprisoned by the Muslims after the Battle of Badr. فدخل المدينة, he entered the Medina from Mecca coming يعني, while they were praying صلاة المغرب. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ بسورة الطور. وسورة الطور دي عجيبة, خاصة آخر أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون أم خلقوا السماوات والأرض بل لا يوقنون. سورة أسئلة تصدع القلب, لو في قلب حي تصدع. Moves the heart. هو نان مسلم. فهي heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reciting the surah. He said كاد قلبي أن يطير. My heart was about to fly out of my chest. Bound out. فتح. وهو يقول رضي الله عنه وكان هذا أول وقت وقر الإسلام في قلبي. This is when I felt Islam. So you never know. الشاهد يا إخوة, if you are in that field, you must enjoy good and forbid evil and never give up. طبعا there is something, and that's number three, which is very quickly I want to go over the stages of the act. Sometimes you must educate the people. في ناس مسلمين الآن يا إخوة بيشربوا السجائر, يدخنون يعني السجائر, ولا يعرف أنها حرام. أنا أقول لك في مسلم, في مسلمين كثير جدا, a lot of Muslims who smoke and they don't know it's حرام. And you go tell him and you could approach him in a very angry way. أنا سمعت هذا شخصيا من واحد يقول لي والله يا شيخ أول مرة أعرف أن السجائر حرام. هو جاء الدنيا لقى الناس بتدخن سجاير. He came to the dunya, he came to the world, found everybody, خاصة back in the Middle East. It's like whether you want to smoke or not, على طول. Oh. He came to found everybody smoking cigarettes. I said, it's the first time I hear somebody saying that smoking is haram. فلابد, you have to educate the people first. You have to make sure that the person whom you're inviting to do the good, Or you're trying to stop him from doing the evil, that he knows that this is good and this is evil. Education. You must do it. Don't just jump the gun. You're going to cause more negative consequences than the positive which you're trying to bring in. Number two, عليك بالترغيب والترهيب يعني يعني موعظة. It doesn't have to come in a form of always you're bad, you're terrible. So just mention to the person that, listen, if you abandon this, you're going to get this in Jannah. Yeah, and a lot of us, everybody, including me, kept in one sin or two or three. ذكره بقول النبي من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا منه. If you leave something for Allah, Allah will give you something better than what you left. موعظة. It doesn't have to take the form of you're the boss, you're the leader, and you're the guy who's watching over earth here. لا. كلمه برفق. Approach the person in a kind, polite way and tell him the reward for doing it, and if it doesn't work, then the punishment. After that comes in the stages of enjoining good and forbidding evil, and I want to make this clear. Three stages. Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, al-hadith fi Muslim, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. Whosoever amongst you sees evil, let him change it with his hand, but comes in الاستطاع, the restriction, if you're able. If you're not able, then the tongue. If you're not able, then the heart. There is nothing with the heart called not able. Not able. You must, if you're still having blood of a belief, a blood of submission running in this heart, you must enjoin that good, forbid that evil with your heart. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له, ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمداً عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وأبدأ وأقول الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتم علينا الخير كله وأن يتقبل توبتنا وأن يعفو عن سيئاتنا. Tonight, inshallah, is the seventh and the last lecture in the series Enjoying the Good, Forbid the Evil. How happy we are when we recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كم نسعد بتلاوة كتاب ربنا القرآن. وأنا أشهد الله يا إخوة, Allah is my witness. Every time I recite that verse, I rejoice. I become happy. I don't know why. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. لأن هذا كلام رب العالمين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the creator of everyone, he said that you are the best ummah. You are the best ummah. يعني هذا الثناء لم يأتي من بشر مثلك أو من أحد من الناس, ولكن جاء من خالق البشر وخالق الناس. That praise did not come from a human being, rather it came from the creator of the human beings. ولكن بط كما قال ابن الخطاب عمر أمير المؤمنين رضي الله عنه, لا يتم أول هذه الآية إلا بآخرها. The beginning of the ayah, the beginning of the verse says, you are the best ummah. Umar is saying that the beginning of the ayah is not to be true unless the tail of the ayah is achieved. Shart. Shartul khayriyah. The condition for that goodness. One, تأمرون بالمعروف. You enjoying what is good. Two, وتنهون عن المنكر. And you forbid what is evil. Three, وتؤمنون بالله. أنت تعجب من سياق الآية. ولعلي قلت هذا قبل ذلك ولكن نذكر به. الهدف أصلا من الموضوع كله هو الإيمان بالله. يعني all the acts of worship that we do is to achieve that objective, which is what? Believe in Allah. Now the question is, why the enjoyment of good and the forbidding of evil took precedence in the verse عن الإيمان بالله, from believing in Allah. الهدف من الموضوع كله, من الدين كله, أن يتحقق الإيمان بالله. هذا هو الكلام. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله. الموضوع كله, the whole objective is to believe in Allah. But the question is, what is the wisdom behind enjoining good, forbidding evil, came first before believing Allah? I'm making my point, or shall I repeat this again? You understand what I'm trying to say? ما هي الآية بتقول إيه؟ ماذا تقول الآية؟ كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. ليه؟ عشان بنؤمن بالله. Because we believe in Allah. But Allah did not say this right away. Rather, He said, you enjoin what is good, you forbid what is evil, and then you believe in Allah. So why enjoining good, forbidding evil came before believing in Allah? What is the wisdom? لِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ بِاللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَقِيمْ إِلَّا بِالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You will never be able to achieve that faith, that belief in Allah, unless you change your environment. Ya ikhwa, I always say this, and I will say it, and I will say it. And I mentioned it before. A corrupt environment will corrupt you. No question. So you must change. I would like to begin today and say that this verse addressed the first generation of the Muslims. الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم جميعا. And we inherited it. We inherited it. والصحابة and the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم inherited this from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is the work of the prophets and the messengers before Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I'm trying to say is, enjoining good, forbidding evil, is the work of the chosen people of Allah in earth. Now, the first message that I would like to send to those who enjoin the good and forbid the evil, never compromise your message. Never compromise your manhaj to please people. Never. You are in that business, rest assured that some people are gonna love you and some people will not. Mirathul Nubuwa. And this is the inheritance. As a matter of fact, anyone who is in this field and he does not have enemies, rest assured that his manhaj is not straight. Sunnah, Sunnatul Rusul. Well, I'm not saying we are messengers. Don't mistake me here. Don't wrong me here. We inherited. وأنا أسوق لكم حديثا. الحديث في البخاري ومسلم حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. يعني it's a beautiful lengthy حديث, it's worthy of talking about, but I just want a piece and leave it alone. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عرضت علي الأمم. The nations were presented to me in the day of resurrection. رواية الترمذي عن طريق أنس explains هذا العرض كان ليلة الإسراء والمعراج. That this happened the night of the ascension. Here is what I'm looking for. فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهط. And I saw a prophet and his followers are رهط. الرهط في اللغة 9 and below. نبي ابتعثه الله لقوم اتبعه 9. ورأيت النبي ومعه الرجل والرجلان. Here is the amazing piece. ورأيت النبي وليس معه أحد. A messenger, a prophet comes to a nation, invite them to Islam, and no one follows them. Dare you say that they did not convey the message properly? أنت الآن في عصمة الرسل. لا مسألة هذه. لا, they delivered, but they did not have followers. Now the question is, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell these prophets and messengers, why don't we go ahead and tweak the message a little bit? Let's make the package. How can we get more clients? How can we get more followers? لا. If you are in that field, don't worry about the numbers. If you start worrying about the numbers, you're a failure. Care less about how many sit in front of you, how many listen to you. Just have to make sure of something, that you are on the right track. أنت على النهج, منهج الصحابة النبي والتابعين القرون الثلاثة. That's it. Careless. وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون. Allah revealed to Nuh after calling his people to Islam 950 years that no one else will believe, ya Nuh. خلاص. Now did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Nuh, let's make the message a little bit attractive? لا. اصنع الفلك. خلاص. So this is number one. Don't. Number two, always, and this is message number two, always enjoying good forbid evil. Always. Never say that I've been doing it and nobody's listening. لأنك لا تدري متى يفتح الله القلوب. لأن القلوب هذه مش بإيدك. يعني the hearts are not in your hand. The heart of your family, of your wife, of your husband, of your son, of your daughter is not in your hand. Allah can open the heart at the time when you say, I called him and he never listened. وفي السنة حديث المسيب بن حزم عن أبي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعا عمه أبا طالب وهو على فراش الموت. عمه بموت. His uncle is dying. But yet, يا عم, say لا إله إلا الله. He called him before and over and over and over. A lot of Muslims, they have this attitude. I have that co-worker. I've been talking to him about Islam for the last 5-6 years. He's not listening. And he doesn't talk to him anymore. No, talk to him, but change the style. Be innovative. مش مبتدع يعني. Innovative in the sense of the method يعني. But don't ever give up. وسبحان الله أحيانا يعني أنا أقرأ قصة إسلام جبير بن مطعم, رجل كافر وأثره في البخاري, الحديث بتاعه في البخاري. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم captured the disbelievers in the battle of Badr, جبير, his father المطعم ابن عدي, did a favor to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He did a favor to the Prophet. When the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم returned from his journey at Taif, he needed somebody to grant him protection in Mecca because his uncle already dead. المطعم was the one who provided it. فجبير came يعني to intercede to release the disbelievers who are imprisoned by the Muslims after the Battle of Badr. فدخل المدينة, he entered the المدينة from Mecca coming يعني while they were praying صلاة المغرب. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ بسورة الطور. وسورة الطور دي عجيبة, خاصة آخر أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون أم خلقوا السماوات والأرض بل لا يوقنون. سورة أسئلة تصدع القلب, لو في قلب حي تصدع, moves the heart. هو نان مسلم. فهي heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reciting the surah. He said كاد قلبي أن يطير. My heart was about to fly out of my chest, bound out. فتح. وهو يقول رضي الله عنه وكان هذا أول وقت وقر الإسلام في قلبي. This is when I felt Islam. So you never know. الشاهد يا إخوة, if you are in that field, you must enjoy good and forbid evil and never give up. طبعا there is something, and that's number three, which is very quickly I want to go over the stages of the act. Sometimes you must educate the people. في ناس مسلمين الآن يا إخوة بيشربوا السجائر, يدخنون يعني السجائر, ولا يعرف إنها حرام. أنا أقول لك في مسلم, في مسلمين كثير جدا, a lot of Muslims who smoke and they don't know it's haram. And you go tell him and you could approach him in a very angry way. أنا سمعت هذا شخصيا من واحد يقول لي والله يا شيخ أول مرة أعرف إن السجائر حرام. هو جاء الدنيا لقى الناس بتدخن سجائر. He came to the dunya, he came to the world, found everybody, خاصة back in the Middle East. It's like whether you want to smoke or not, على طول. He came and found everybody smoking cigarettes. I said, it's the first time I hear somebody saying that smoking is haram. فلابد, you have to educate the people first. You have to make sure that the person whom you're inviting to do the good, or you're trying to stop him from doing the evil, that he knows that this is good and this is evil. Education. You must do it. Don't just jump the gun. You're going to cause more negative consequences than the positive which you're trying to bring in. Number two, عليك بالترغيب والترهيب يعني موعظة. It doesn't have to come in a form of always you're bad, you're terrible. So just mention to the person that, listen, if you abandon this, you're going to get this in Jannah. يعني a lot of us, everybody, including me, kept in one sin or two or three. ذكره بقول النبي من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا منه. If you leave something for Allah, Allah will give you something better than what you left. موعظة. It doesn't have to take the form of you're the boss, you're the leader, and you're the guy who's watching over earth here. لا, كلمه برفق. Approach the person in a kind, polite way and tell him the reward for doing it, and if it doesn't work, then the punishment. After that, comes in the stages of enjoining good and forbidding evil. And I want to make this clear. Three stages. Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu. Al-Hadith fi Muslim. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. Whosoever amongst you sees evil, let him change it with his hand, but comes in الاستطاع, the restriction, if you're able. If you're not able, then the tongue. If you're not able, then the heart. There is nothing with the heart called not able. Not able. You must, if you're still having blood of a belief, a blood of submission running in this heart, you must enjoin that good, forbid that evil with your heart. And if you don't, then ask Allah to give you a new heart. لأن هذا القلب مات. ولذلك أهل العلم يقولون الإنكار باليد واللسان فرض كفاية والإنكار بالقلب فرض عين لا يسقط عنك بأي حال من الأحوال. That you enjoy in good, forbidding evil, using your hand, using your heart, using your tongue, those two communal. You could be pardoned. Because أي عمل مربوط بالاستطاعة قد يسقط. لأن القدرة كما يقول الفقهاء مدار التكليف. لكن with the heart you must change it. But here is what a lot of Muslims are not aware of. إلا من رحم ربي. That when you change with your heart, you cannot stay with the person. You cannot hang around the person. You can't. You have to quit. You have to leave. You have to separate. You can't be with them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hadith ibn Mas'ud wa huwa fi sunan Abi Dawud, awwalu ma dakhala min an-naqs ala bani Israel. This was the first sign of wickedness that emerged into the children of Israel. That you see somebody doing something wrong during the day, and then you tell him, ya hada, this is wrong, taqillah, haram. And then at night you go and party with him. قال تعالى وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم. If you see people messing up or messing around with the ayat of Allah, don't sit with them. Unless you're going to tell them this is wrong, change, but you cannot sit and listen. And that goes to the brothers who say, I go to the bar, sit with my friends, I don't drink, I just sit with them. ما ينفع. إزاي؟ Or you go and sit with somebody while they are committing something that is haram. I don't do the haram, I just sit with them. ما ينفع. You must change this with your heart. And you change it with your heart, that means you cannot stay with them. I would like to conclude, inshallah, because I would like to allow some questions at the end, if time allows, with mentioning two etiquettes, just two, of a person Two etiquettes which a person who enjoins good forbid evil must possess, must have. Number one, al-ikhlas, sincerity. I'm telling you, if you do not have sincerity, it's not going to work. Ya ikhwa, Sayyidina Umar sometimes kan ma'a darra. He used to hold a stick in his hand. Darra. And sometimes he would beat some of the people. And they look at him and smile. They look at him and he's beating them up. They look at him and smile. Why? Because they know he's not doing this. They know his level, that he's really doing this for Allah. When you have hidden agendas in your heart, when you're trying to correct people, it's not going to work. So you must do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وبعدين القضية فيها شهوة نفس. يعني ما هو ده, هذا هو المشكلة. The issue has a desire. A person who stands and tells people what to do or sits and people listen to, هذه شهوة. He gets attention. I mean, there are a lot of people out there dying for attention. فالقضية فيها شهوة نفس. وأنا أيضا أسوق لك قصة عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه مع أبو لؤلؤة. أبو لؤلؤة the killer of سيدنا عمر. He was brought from Persia by المغيرة بن شعبة, and he was allowed in Medina in spite of being a non-Muslim because he had many skills. He was skilled, sunnah. He was able to do this and do many things. So the Muslims used to allow these individuals, in spite of being non-Muslims, into Medina in order to teach the Muslims the skill which they possess. فالمغيرة هذا was so skilled, Sayyidina Umar prescribed a certain tax on him. He did not like it. He thought it's a little bit much. فسيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه went and told him that I'm going to take your tax down, and in the side he wanted to give him a job. He asked him to make a grinder for him. اصنع لي رح. You know what أبو لؤلؤة said to عمر? لأصنعن لك رحا يتحدث عنها أهل المشرق والمغرب. I will make a grinder for you which the people in the east and the west are going to speak about. انت عمر ما فهمش دي يعني? عمر did not get this one? عمر الملهم المحدث. يقول كلام القرآن ينزل. He did not understand. قال توعدني الفتى. He's threatening me. But in spite of this, ما قبض علي. He did not arrest him. He did not. ليه؟ لأن القاعدة تقول إذا هددك من لا يستطيع أن يوقع بك الأذى فلا شيء عليه. A cripple threatens you that I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to beat you to death. He's crippled, sitting on a chair, wheelchair. Can he be held accountable for this threat? No, because he cannot fulfill. هذه القاعدة. سيدنا عمر did not even, he left him. الموضوع شهوة ونفس. للموضوع برضه يا إخوة صعب. ولذلك والله أنا أعجب لهذا الحديث. أعجب. حديث كلكم تعرفون. All of you know about it. لما السبعة. سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. The seven kinds of Muslims who will be shaded under the throne of Allah in the day of resurrection. The first of them is Imam Adil. Al-Hadith fil Bukhari wa Muslim and others books of Hadith. The order of the six after Imam Al-Adil changed. You will find this shab came after the man who was called by a woman, and you will find the one who spent his right hand came second sometimes. So the order of the six changed. The priority changed. But all the accounts of this hadith agreed that the first person who will be called to be shaded under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Imam Al-Adil, a just ruler, a just imam. Why? Because it's difficult to be a leader and to be just, to be fair. It's difficult. Fal-ikhlas, sincerity. The second and the last, anyone who enjoins good and forbid evil must have the talent of dealing with people and knowing who you deal with. You're dealing with a regular person, how can you talk to him? Different than dealing with somebody who is educated. Different to dealing with a ruler. أنا أقرأ هذه القصة عجيبة. الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي. وما أدراك ما الحجاج؟ And what you know about الحجاج؟ يعني أذى كثيرا من الصحابة. He hurt a lot of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قتل بعضهم. يعني صلب عبد الله بن الزبير. He placed عبد الله بن الزبير on a cross or in a. عبد الله بن الزبير هذا يا إخوة أول مولود في الإسلام. حنكه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ a little date in his mouth and he placed it in his mouth. وكان يقول عنه شر الناس, the worst of people. وذلك سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر passed by him while he's dead and يعني hang, فقال له السلام عليك يا أبا خبيب, السلام عليك يا أبا خبيب, السلام عليك يا أبا خبيب, والله لقد عرفتك صواما قواما وصولا للرحم. By Allah, I only knew you a fasting person. I only knew you praying tahajjud, keeping and maintaining relationship with your kins. ألا إني كنت أنهاك عن ذلك. I used to tell you not to do this. Here is what he said. لأمة أنت شرها لهي خير الأمم. ما هو الحجاج بن يوسف كان بيقول علي إيه؟ شر الناس. An ummah that you are the worst person in the ummah, so the rest of the ummah must be angels. One day, Abdullah ibn Umar with his son Salim. Abdullah ibn Umar, ya ikhwa, ami. يعني at the end of his life, he lost his vision. His son Salim used to take him around. So, just to complete, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the son of Asma. Asma bint who? Bint Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. يعني الحجاج, one day he said to her, ألا ترين ما فعلت بولدك? Have you seen what I did to your son? قالت نعم يس رأيتك أفسدت عليه دنياه وأفسد عليك آخرتك.
كلمة I saw you spoiling his dunya and he spoiled your hereafter.
فسيدنا عبد الله بن عمر with his son Salim were there. فالحجاج got somebody he wanna kill him. Salim, take this man, kill him. Take the sword and kill him. Remember, we're talking about enjoining good and forbidding evil here. I haven't gone out of the subject. But how can you enjoin good and forbid evil with al-Hajjaj? I said you need to have some eloquence, some... You see, you got to have some tactic. You got to do something about it. You don't have to follow the pattern. Haramun. لو قلت له كده حيموتك. If you tell al-Hajjaj this, he's going to kill you before the second one. Skills. You must be skilled to enjoin good and forbid evil. فسيدنا سالم رحمه الله, he didn't know what to do. If he tells al-Hajjaj no, he's going to be killed. And if he's going to kill the man, kill an innocent soul. فهي took the man out فسأله and he asked him أصليت الصبح? Did you pray Fajr? قال نعم. You prayed Fajr? قال نعم. قال أسلك أي طريق شئت. Run away from any road you want. I don't want to see you disappear. فسالم came back to al-Hajjaj, فالحجاج asked him, أقتلت الرجل?